On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
Police have written to parents and schools in a part of Kent after more than 100 young cyclists were seen riding dangerously over the weekend. A big group of them took to the streets of Maidstone and Aylesford on Saturday, and some were filmed doing wheelies into oncoming traffic. It's feared there are plans for a similar gathering this weekend. Chatham and Aylesford MP Tracy Crouch says it's clearly against the law.
There is legislation that can prevent that antisocial behaviour from occurring and or to punish that sort of level of antisocial behaviour. But I think also the fact is that they've already advertised when their next session is going to be. The police can interrupt it and disperse it before it happens.
Police are urging mums and dads to speak to their children and stop them putting themselves and others at risk. You can watch our video report at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A man's been freed by firefighters following a crash that closed part of the A2 near Canterbury. Emergency crews were called after two vehicles collided on the London-bound carriageway close to Brenly Corner just after 8:30 this morning. As Andy mentioned in travel, the road has just reopened. An Air India flight, which had to make a precautionary landing at Stansted Airport, has undergone security checks and been given the all clear. Two RAF Typhoons were scrambled to escort the plane, which was en route from Mumbai to New Jersey. Armed police are searching part of Herne Bay this lunchtime after a woman was attacked. They were called to Mickleborough Hill just after 9:30 this morning, following reports of a disturbance. We're told the victim's injuries are not serious.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Jessica Lynn has been forced to pull out of a concert in Kent this summer. Lucy has the details for KMFM.
She was due to be performing at the Rochester Castle concerts in just a few weeks' time, but has tweeted to say she can't do it after suffering a hemorrhaged vocal cord. Jess recently joined the Spice Girls on their reunion tour, but then cancelled a performance at the Isle of Wight Festival minutes before she was due on stage. Her event in Medway had sold out, and organisers say they're extremely disappointed and are urgently looking at other options for ticket holders. If you have got a ticket, you can expect to be contacted by the box office over the next few days.
Passengers are more satisfied with train journeys in Kent, according to the results of a new survey. Transport Focus say 80% now say they're very or fairly satisfied with their journey on South Eastern, a 5% increase since spring last year. Company bosses say it follows an £80 million investment to improve stations, trains and punctuality. Now, a Kent mum says her children have been left incredibly upset after turning up to a unicorn dream experience, only to find it had been cancelled. Kate Howell from Maidstone paid £79 each for her 3- and 5-year-old daughters to go to the event in Reading earlier this month.
We basically arrived at a field and a park, and there was nothing there. We asked a few people, they had never heard of it. We were the only people that were there that were looking for this event, which caused us some concern.
When she phoned the company, they offered free tickets to another event due to be held in Maidstone in August, but have since been difficult to get hold of. It's apparently been happening to parents all over the country, and Action Fraud say they are looking into a report. The company strongly denies any accusations. And it's going to be a scorcher in Kent this weekend, thanks to what's been called a Saharan heat bubble. A level 2 heat warning has been issued by the Met Office, with temperatures in the county set to top 30 degrees on Saturday. That coincides with Armed Forces Day events taking place in Kent. We've got advice on how to keep hydrated and cool at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and KMFM's been told England's women are definitely inspiring the next generation of players as they get ready for their quarter-final at the Women's World Cup. Phil Neville's side take on Norway in northern France later. Katie Whitmore is the football development officer for women and girls at the Kent FA.
The Lionesses' passion is to obviously inspire the next generation while doing a great job on the pitch in France. And we've seen that increase, not just by the players on the pitch or the young girls wanting to get involved in football, but coaches stepping forward and female coaches wanting to take on that role.
A late decision will be taken on whether players Steph Horton and Millie Bright will have recovered from injury and illness respectively. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.